Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gygax, and today is going to be a little bit different. I don't have any materials to read from. I don't even have notes for this episode because I just want to talk to you. And I want to tell you about why I'm running for vice president of our local branch, 2502. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, then you know what I'm about. You know that I care deeply about my fellow carriers, especially the CCAs, the ones who get shit on the most and who need the most help. And I want to help them. I want to help my fellow carriers. I want them to be, all of my fellow carriers, to be independent and strong and educated and able to stand up for themselves against management. I want them to be empowered. And that's what this education is all about. That's why I do this. And in a couple of days, I'm going to leave to go to the national convention in Boston. And so is our other steward at my station. And my station is going to be stewardless. And I'm going to tell them at our morning stand-up, probably on Friday morning, that, hey, you're not going to have any stewards for the next week. This is what we've been building toward. This is why I remind you about your rights and your responsibilities every day, because I want you to not need me. I want you guys to be strong on your own. I've been trying to build you guys up, and it's working. We get very little discipline at my station because our carriers know what to do to stay off of management's radar. Now, it helps that we also have a really good supervisor who they don't go overboard on discipline, and that, you know, it's a kind of nurturing environment. But the education really, really helps. It helped me, and it's helping them. And again, if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that that's what I'm about. And that's what appeals to me about this vice president position is, look, I know I'm not an experienced steward. I've been doing it in earnest now for 6 months, a year, something like that. I don't know how long it's been. But I've learned a lot in that time. And you know for a fact that I've read the entire contract cover to cover. In fact, multiple times, because first I read it in the podcast, and then I've read a lot of it independently also. And then I hear it back, and then I've heard it back again. And so I've been over that contract, the whole thing, cover to cover, multiple times. And then the same with the M39, and now the ELM is finished all the way cover to cover. And that education is soaking in. But I acknowledge I don't have that experience of being an expert grievance handler. It's not my strength yet. My strength is somewhere else. My strength comes from education and training and being a good teacher. And the role of the regular vice president, the non-executive vice president, is that of a teacher. And I know that that's something that I'm really good at. And then the other thing that I bring to the table is communication. I will take that, I will take that role in Branch 2502, and I will make sure that all of our carriers are informed, that they know what's going on, that they know what management is up to, that they know how to protect themselves, that they know their rights. And that will be my personal mission as vice president, that we are going to have the best informed branch. And even if you're hiding under a rock, my plan is to crawl under that rock and whisper in your ear, hey, did you know that you can fill out a 3990? You know, stuff like that. So that's the plan. And that it's a stark contrast from what we get from the union hall right now, where the attitude is essentially like, well, hey, if you don't come to the meetings, then you're out of luck. You get what you get. And that's such a privileged attitude to take. You know, there are people who can't make it to the meetings. And as a union, it's still our job to represent those people. It's still our job to represent people who have families at home, who have obligations, who don't have the gas or the car to get across town to go to the union hall, or the CCAs who don't get off work until 7 and the meeting starts at 7. And so how can they go? Those people deserve representation. Those people deserve the love that the union has to give, that we have to give for each other. And look, I know that it's easy for me to just say all this stuff on a podcast, and you know, maybe you've never heard of me before. Ideally, when this podcast goes out, people will share it around. And if you're listening to this, I highly, you know, please share it with somebody else. Tell somebody else to download it and give it a listen. But even more than that, if you're in Las Vegas, if you're in Branch 2502, Henderson, Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Boulder City, if you know anybody who works at the East Las Vegas Post Office where I am steward and where I deliver the mail, call them. Call that person and ask them if I really do what I say. Ask them if they think I care about them. Ask them if they think I care about the station. Ask them if I work for the betterment of our station, if I work for the common good, if I work to improve working conditions, if I make sure that their rights are respected. Ask them that. And then believe what they tell you. You don't have to believe me. I can say whatever I want up here. Believe the people you know who work at the East Las Vegas Post Office, the ones who have experience with me every day. Because I know that when the election comes, I know who they're going to vote for. And I'm not the only person who's running who has a home station at East Las Vegas. And I know which of the two of us has a lot more support. And I want you to know that too, and that there's a reason for that. So in running for vice president, you know, it's primarily a training position. In our local bylaws, the regular vice, there's an executive vice president, regular vice president. And I was actually asked to run as executive vice president, but the regular vice president is the training job. And that's who I am. I went to school to be a high school science teacher. I went to UNLV. I had my school picked out. I was going to go to Green Valley High School. Oh, lucky me. And when I got this job at the post office, it paid a hell of a lot better back in the day, 2006, paid a hell of a lot better than being a teacher. And so I never did get my teaching degree. But anybody who's been one of my Career Academy students can tell you how passionate I am about teaching. And, you know, I don't have a lot of strengths. If we play basketball, you're probably going to win. But at teaching, I'm good at it, and I love it. And I love seeing the person's face light up when they get what I'm laying down and when it clicks. And that's what I'm good at. And so that's what I promise to bring to the office of vice president, that I'm going to be that teacher that makes sure that the whole branch is educated. Everybody, whether you can make it to the meetings or not. And that's part of what Michael and I are planning to do, is we get that not everybody can make it to the meetings. And so we can record the meetings and bring the meetings to you. We can have Zoom meetings. We can have other ways to get you that information, including the regular, maybe not daily, but frequent podcasts. Like right now I'm doing the morning stand-up podcast the Postal Stand-Up podcast, where it's just 5 minutes. You download it, you listen to it on your way to work, and it gives you, you know, this information. I'm trying to be the change that I want to see in this branch. We right now have stations. We have a station, I think it's Spring Valley, doesn't even have a steward right now. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason that our alternate stewards quit. It's because they're not being nurtured. And I went through the same thing. When I went to become a steward, I was told about the training, just read the contract. And it was like dismissive. Just read the contract. And so I did. I read the contract. You know from this podcast, I've read it cover to cover. And I read the M41 and the M39 and now the ELM from cover to cover. What a bastard, the ELM. But I read that bastard from cover to cover. And when I started doing this, I said, oh, hey, management's not doing this thing. We should file a grievance on it. And I file a grievance, and then I'm told from the union hall, no, not those kind of grievances. Well, does this break the contract or doesn't it? And that's something that Michael and I both see eye to eye on, is that we want to see the entire contract enforced, that we don't have the moral authority to pick and choose which parts of the contract are relevant and which aren't relevant. And if there's a grievance that's filed on a part of the contract, we're going to defend the contract. And so that's what I'm about. You know, I have love for the carriers at my station. I'm working for them. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do my best to try to get it done. Like, you know, there are these little things at my station that need doing, that need fixing. Like, I partnered with our custodian. We lucked out. We got like the world's greatest custodian, and he's amazing. And so I work with him to try to get conditions improved. Hey, what can we do to fix this thing and that thing? And Rob does a lot of that stuff on his own. The custodian, he does a lot of that stuff on his own. But that's what I'm about. You know, we just lost today. Today this happened. We lost, or yesterday, the vending in our break room. We come in and the vending machines are just gone. And it was like the self-service vending. And so people in my station had the payment cards that were operated through the vending company. And they had money on those payment cards. And they came up to me to ask, hey, what happens to this money that's on the payment card? They come up to me because they know that I'm going to look into it. And I'm going to raise hell if that money just disappears. And they know that they can count on me to take up for them. So again, I implore you, if you know anybody at the East Las Vegas Post Office, call them. Ask them, what do you think of Alan Gygax? Is he a stand-up guy? Is he somebody who will go to bat for his fellow carriers? Is he honest? Does he really value education and training the way he acts like it? Is what the way he is on his podcast, is he really like that? Ask him. See what they think, because they're the ones who are around me every day. I can go on here, you know, but like, what's the point? Share this around. Let other people know what I'm about, because ultimately, you know, in running for this position, look, let's be real. The incumbent has all the advantages. Everybody already knows his name. They can, all the incumbents can go into stations whenever they want. They can walk around and they can glad hand and they can make appearances and they can essentially campaign just by being present. And I can't do that. Michael can't do that. Jonathan can't do that. So we have to rely on you to spread the word and say, hey, these guys seem like they're the change we want to see in our branch, and we should vote for them. So that's what I'm asking of you. You know, if you believe in the message that I'm sending and you believe me to be sincere, then I ask for your vote and I ask you to help me get the votes of other people, because I'm not going to be able to go around like the incumbent can and glad hand to get votes inside the stations. You'll see me at some point standing outside your station, like as you're driving home and just want to go home and take a shower. Stop and say hi, ask me your questions. You can ask me your questions here, classesofmail@gmail.com. Or you can find me on any social media at Alan Gygax, A-L-A-N-G-E-G-A-X, and ask me your questions there. Grill me. You know, I know that I have my weaknesses. I am not an expert grievance handler. I'm doing okay, and I've read the contract, obviously, but I haven't been doing it for a long time. That's more Michael. He's been a steward for 10 years. That's not my strength. I'm getting better at it, and I will continue to get better, and obviously I have that base of knowledge of what the rules actually are and what the contract actually says, but that's going to take experience. But that's the beauty of being part of a team, is that I get to focus on the things, the strengths that I bring, you know, and that's education, communication, leadership, clarity of mission, things like that. And most importantly, my dedication to you, to the city letter carrier, to the people I work with. When you come to me with an issue, I want you to believe that I am going to work on that issue, that I'm going to throw myself into that issue, that I'm going to be there for you. And again, you can ask the people at my station about that if that's what I'm really like, because I know a lot of people feel forgotten by the union right now. And that hurts me. That That sucks. That's not the way the union should be. You shouldn't feel forgotten. You shouldn't feel like a second-class citizen. One of the things I tell the people at my station from time to time is that I am their servant. As a union steward, it is my job to serve the members. And as you go up the ranks within the union, in my opinion, that responsibility to service simply grows. And it doesn't feel like that's the way the folks in the hall feel right now. It seems, from my perspective and from others as well, it seems like they think they're better than the people that they serve. And dude, that ain't me. That ain't me. I am there to help. And when you call that hall and I answer the phone, I'm going to try to figure out how I can help you. And I'm going to devote myself to that. And that's my promise to you. And if you want to know whether I keep promises like that, ask the people at my station. It's who I am. Ask my wife. Well, don't ask my wife. Leave my wife alone. But we've been married for 16 years because I keep my promises. And I do what I can to make sure that the people that count on me don't get let down. So that's who I am. And that's why I'm running. I know this wasn't as energetic as my usual episodes, and that's fine. You know, I'm here just letting you know what's what. So thanks for listening, guys. Again, please spread this around. Share the link with somebody. Hey, give this a listen. See what this guy's about. Maybe you give him your vote. You don't have to vote for me. If you think that I'm not going to do the better job, don't vote for me. Because ultimately, I want the best people in that position. And I don't feel like the best people are in that position right now. The people who really have that love for the city letter carrier and who really want to fight to defend the whole contract. And that's what Michael and I want to be. That's who we are already, and we want to do that for the entire branch. All right, I think that's enough for today. Guys, thank you very much for listening, and we will get back to regular programming as we begin season 4.